Well, this is the fourth year that Floyd Valley Healthcare has teamed up with the Sioux City Musketeers Ice Hockey in order to promote what's called a Hot Shots program. It's offering youngsters, pediatric children, pediatric patients, that is, an opportunity to go watch a hockey game and be kind of showcased, if you will, a spotlight focused on it. I'm being joined by Ann Cole Nelson, the Communications and Marketing Manager for Floyd Valley. And, you know, as we said, this is the fourth year, so it's obviously been really successful. But, Ann, tell us a little bit about how this got started and the purpose behind the Hot Shots program.
We started this program, as you said, 4 years ago as a chance to give our families, or pediatric families, a chance to go out and have a fun night. A lot of those families, if they're dealing with chronic health needs, don't always have the funds or the set aside the time to go and have a night as a family. So using this program, we choose six kiddos each year that their parents nominate them, and then we do have a committee here at the hospital that goes through all these applications. We choose six for each year. And then we, as you said, take them down in a limo from the hospital. We have a great time with the Musketeers. They get to sit on the bench during warm-ups, go back to the locker room, meet the team, meet the coaches, and then drop the ceremonial first puck of the game and then enjoy the rest of the game and, of course, get driven back to the hospital in the limo.
Now, tomorrow night, Saturday night, rather, is your first of this year's season, and it's going to be Benjamin Hanstein. It's going to be the featured hot shot. Tell us a little bit about Benjamin.
Benjamin is a sweet kiddo. He enjoys video games, swimming, running, trampolines, and trying new things. So we're really excited to take him down to the game. He is the six-year-old son of Jenny Hanstein and Joe Clary, and then Grant Hanstein. So certainly will be a great time. Benjamin receives occupational and speech therapy as well as therapy through our feeding clinic here at Floyd Valley. He is seeking treatment for autism and then in addition a separate sensory processing disorder. So that really sets kids apart from others. It's hard for them to take in stimuli and whether it overstimulates them or understimulates them. So it's certainly something that they need to learn to cope with throughout their life. So learning those coping mechanisms through therapies is a great way to for them to learn how to cope with those environmental influences.
Now, as we mentioned, this is the fourth year for the program. It's been working really well, and I guess I was wondering about what's the reaction both from the pediatrics patients, those who have been selected as hot shots, as well as the team members of the Musketeers. What are their thoughts of this program, and kind of share with us what has happened in the past?
The kids have a great time. Most of them say their favorite part is the limo ride because obviously as all the kiddos need to be at least 6 up to 17 years of age, so most of them have not ridden in a limo, so riding in a limo is always a great time. And then, of course, being around the team, sitting on the bench that close to the action as they're warming up and the pucks are flying, and it looks like organized chaos, but they really do have a fun time with that. And I have to say that Coach Strand comes out and visits the kids before the game on the bench every game, and the players also come over and give them nucks on the bench. So it's a great time. They're very inclusive. The team stops over and talks to the kiddos, and I think it's a great time. And the coach also introduces them to the team within the locker room as well. So it is a great time. The kiddos, yeah, at the beginning of the season, we do go down to what we call Media Day, which was a couple weeks ago, where we go down. We had four of the players just to ourselves that night along with the coach and, of course, Charlie Battle, which is the mascot for the Musketeers, and so they had a great time. The players showed them hockey sticks, their ice skates, their pads, had some great photos with both the hot shots themselves, with their family. Whoever wanted to jump in a photo, we took that photo for them. It was a great night.
And of course, Ben, as we mentioned, Ben Hanstein is going to be your first one, but who are the other hot shots that have been selected for this year?
We have Mason Sitzman and Brinley Bierman, David Harris, Autumn Hare, and Jack Foster.
All right.
So we will start our, like as you said, our first game is this Saturday, tomorrow night, and then we will celebrate again on New Year's Eve, and then go through February, March, and a couple hot shots in April. So it's a long hockey season, and we're looking forward to being able to cheer on the Musketeers the entire season.
All right, sounds pretty good. I've been visiting with Ann Cole Nelson, talking about the Floyd Valley Healthcare and Sioux City Musketeers Hot Shots program.